guys played the best offense last year in the Super Bowl with Carolina. What do you see, Vaughn, when you see that Falcons team on tape averaging 38 points a game?
I see explosive offense. I see a quarterback that's making all the right decisions, making all the right throws. I see a comfortable quarterback. I see a solid offensive line. And one of the best running backs in the National Football League. You got to get a tight end some love, too. Jacob Tammy, he's looking pretty good. You know, he's found the fountain of youth over there. He's looking pretty good, looking like vintage Jacob Tammy to me. So it's going to be a tough one. You know, it's going to be a tough game. You know, that's the way we like it. You know, we play well here at home. It's going to be a tough game. We like it like that, just taking one play at a time, one quarter at a time, and I feel pretty comfortable with our odds.
Going against Richard Smith, how has he helped you in your career?
I'm not going against Coach Smith, you know.
Reuniting.
I mean, it's great. It's great. You know, he was my very first coach in the National Football League. I was with Coach Smith for 5 years. And he really played a huge part in my development, the type of football player that I was when I first got here. He helped me become the type of player I am today. And, you know, it's great. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you can look back, and I can look back on our times together and, you know, see all the stuff that he did for me, see all the ways that he helped me. And, you know, I try to send those same messages and those same techniques and just those same vibes that he, you know, portrayed to me. I try to give the same vibes to the rookies. You know, I still got some of the same quotes that, you know, he used to tell me, still some of the same techniques, and I just relay those to the rookies.
It seems like almost every week you're playing against somebody that was in that same 2011 draft class. How close an eye have you kept on Julio Jones, and how good of friends are you guys?
Oh, yeah, Julio, that's my guy, man. You know, Julio, you know, we've always been close friends. All those Alabama guys, you know, out of all the other schools that I'm friends with, all the other guys that went to other schools, you know, those Alabama guys, it's just something about them. You know, Mark Ingram, Marcel Darius, and Julio, you know, just, I guess it's the SEC and Texas A&M and Alabama. You know, I don't know what it is, but I keep a real close contact with those guys. You know, Julio, he's been killing it, you know, since day one. Hopefully we could be able to slow him down a little bit come game day.
You mentioned how much Richard had to do with your development. How much you're spending do you credit to Dwight?
Oh, I had to credit what, like, 65%, you know. You know, the other percentage is just me on, just me doing what I'm doing. But 65% of it, you know, it has to go, you know, Dwight. We sat down. We were working on one day, and we were just going over it. And just to be able to, you know, just to be able to pick his mind and, you know, him not holding back information and him telling me, you know, everything about it and, you know, the type of looks and the type of approaches. You know, he just didn't tell me, you know, you got to, you know, when you run up to him, you turn around and spin. He really broken down from, you know, approach standpoint, from a footwork standpoint, from a momentum standpoint. And, yeah, he helped me out a lot with that. I don't know how many sacks I got off of spin moves, but I think it's a lot.
Do you ever pay that forward with younger guys that ask you anything about your game like he did with you?
Oh, yeah, I'm an open book. You could just ask Shaq and Shane and, you know, all the other young guys that I've played with. You know, I'm an open book. We just got out of meetings right now, and we were going over pass rushes, and I'm telling them everything that I got, which probably ain't a lot, but, you know,
guys on other teams, maybe in the offseason, that kind of thing.
As far as, like, pass rushers?
Yeah, I mean, does anybody pick your brain like you were picking?
You know, we all speak the same language. You know, me and Melvin Ingram from the San Diego Chargers, we spend a lot of time together. We talk about moves and approaches and mindset and focus and, you know, what it takes to, you know, get those high sack numbers, me and Melvin. You know, it's a guy on every single team that you can really speak their language with, especially in the AFC West, from, you know, Justin Houston, Khalil Mack, you know, Melvin Ingram. So, you know, it's a little fraternity there, and we all speak the same language.
Is that weird, speaking the same language with guys in the AFC West, though?
I mean, you know, I mean, the sack is a sack. You know, I'm going to get sacks. They're going to get sacks. You know, you really can't stop that. You know, I think you benefit more from really just sharing that knowledge and just trying to be the best, you know, players you could possibly be. I remember Justin Houston 2 years ago when he got 22 sacks, he had like a little jab step swipe with it was like a little jab step swipe with double hands, and you know he went off with that move, and you know, watching film, asking them about their move, and, you know, that was one of my moves back then as well. So it's a copycat league. If it works, you know, people are going to do it. You know, it's like I said before, it's just a, you know, small community of pass rushers that speak the same language. You know, I can't go in there and, you know, talk pass rush moves with B. Marsh. You know, it's me and DeMarcus, Shaq, and Shane that, you know, they really get the benefit of that. So it's a beautiful thing to be a pass rusher in the National Football League. Hopefully we could you know, bring some heat come this weekend.
How long ago did you have the chat with Dwight Freeney? How many years back, and where were you?
We were in Orange County at a proactive sports facility working out. And I think this was like 3 years ago. I work out the same place every offseason. I saw him there at Proactive this offseason as well. So we spent a lot of time together. You know, I spent a lot of time with Clay Matthews as well up there too. And we just all, you know, it's like a little conference. You know, you get there and you start, you know, talking about stuff. And it's one of the beautiful things about the National Football League. You know, guys really just don't try to hold back secrets or move. You know, you know, just put the knowledge out there, and if it applies to you, if you can use it, you use it. If you can't, you can't.
Vaughn, Wade talked a little bit of how things have kind of changed with you and how much offenses are trying to chip you and stop you at the line. Has that changed from your perspective, especially since DeMarcus has been out? Have you been getting more attention?
Well, I mean, it's only 11 guys on, you know, on the opposite team. You know, they can't really, you know, put five guys on me or nothing like that. So, you know, it's different ways. You know, teams, you know, they're creative and a lot of different ways. But at the end of the day, you're going to get the same stuff. You know, it's going to be a guy right there in the ideal spot that you want to rush in. So you either got to get outside or you got to get inside. You're going to have a guy come in and trying to chip you from the backfield. Or the motion guys from, you know, from the wide receiver position, you know, maybe you might see them, maybe you might not, and they'll come in and they'll chip you. So those are really the, you know, three ways that you can get it done and be effective at chipping. So, you know, I just try to play my game. You know, I really don't try to get caught up in, man, I got chipped that play. You know, Coach Sherman, my coach in college, he told me a long time ago, guys are going to start chipping you, but they're not going to chip you all game. There's no way they can chip you all game. If they do, we win. So I just try to go out there, just try to rush to the best of my ability and take advantage of my opportunities as they present themselves.
You guys lost Malik. There was concern, but Wolf has played amazing. Why do you think Derek's been even better this year? He finished strong, certainly, but why do you think Wolf, and how do you guys work in tandem?
I mean, it's like Dirk Nowitzki, Steve Nash. You know, it's I really don't know. We just get each other. We've been playing with each other, I think it's like 5 years now. So we spent a lot of time together. We went through hard times together. We went to, you know, the great times together. And Derek, he's just like one of my brothers. We really connect, especially when it comes to pass rush. He calls all the stunts. I just listen to him. You know, I follow his lead. He sets all the picks. And it's been a long time. You know, I've been stealing Derek sacks for, you know, 2 and 3 years now. So it's great to, you know, see him get a lot of sacks. You know, if you watch some of our previous games, you know, I'm on the tackle and he's right there on top of me. So, you know, about 10 of my sacks that I've got, you know, throughout my career, you know, I've stolen from Derek. So it's been a great, you know, partnership, especially for me, having Derek right there. But I guess, you know, guys are really, you know, starting to see the type of effect that he has on games. He's been a dominant player for a very long time, and, you know, guys are really just starting to see that.
Are you Nowitzki or Nash?
You know what? I am Steve Nash in this one. As much as I want to be Dirk Nowitzki, you know, I just, you know, I'm the quick guy coming around the pick and, you know, shooting a three, and he's doing all the dirty work, and, you know, he's looking good doing it.
All right. Thanks,
appreciate you guys. Thank you.